A typical setup looks like with a webcam, and if you just wanted to either record or webcast. So here's your webcam. This is just a webcam, and I'll say webcam, and then that connects to your computer. This is your PC, and here's your monitor. The webcam can either be built into the PC, like if it's a laptop, or you can connect to it via USB that way. Okay, and then this goes out to the internet. That's your basic setup. That's how things work. There's a webcam, USB, and PC. Now, the way that it works with a DSLR is a little bit different. It goes like this. So let's say that this is your DSLR. This is a little bit nicer camera, bigger lens on it, a little bit fancy lens. And this is your camera. It doesn't have to be a DSLR, of course. It could be a video camera. And what you have to do is you have to... There is no USB coming out of a camera that's meant for this purpose. Usually there's an HDMI. You actually have to go into a little box. This is a box that receives HDMI, and it actually spits out on the other side USB. On this side over here, this is where your PC is, and then we'll go out to the internet. Simple, right? Now, this is the box that makes all of this work. So if you have a camera of some sort, like we have here, or a video camera, and you want to bring it into the PC, you cannot really go straight from there to there, because most computers are not set up for it. Although we hear people say all the time, well, my laptop has HDMI port. Well, that doesn't mean you can actually read that. The HDMI port on your laptop is usually just output, meaning you stick a TV in it. You don't read from it. You need an HDMI in, which is what this is. And so this box here is the piece that makes all of this work.